listening to Recharged Radio.
Love Recharged Radio,
but you're too busy gigging and partying to hear it in the evening.
Then you probably aren't listening to this.
But hopefully some kind friend of yours is.
And they can tell you about the Recharged Radio
podcast. Simply go to rechargeradio.com
and follow the simple instructions.
Even I can understand them.
Because music needs to be driven.
Not controlled!
The Recharged Radio podcast. Tell your friends.
You're listening to Recharged Radio.
Independent radio for independent music from the oldest big city in the world, or so he claims. Broadcasting on rechargeradio.com and podcasting at the justinwayneshow.com. Can you guess? Yes, that's right, folks. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
End of the month, and of course, as it is the end of the month, it is time for Discovery 2, and Discovery 2 is tomorrow night, Thursday, at the AAA in Kensington, and of course on the phone with me, because, is Alex KW. How are you?
Hello, I'm good, thanks, Justin, and you?
Welcome back. I am doing good. I'm very good. I'm loving the summer. We've actually had a little bit of summer weather, which has been nice.
Yeah, and London's emptying out a bit, isn't it? There's less traffic on the roads, and I quite like this time of year in London, actually.
Yeah, oh, it's nice. It is. Yeah. You know who the real local Londoners are, who the ones that stick around. Well,
and then go away a bit later, maybe.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you've had some success with, because it seems that the Discovery 2 nights tend to brew a little bit of people meeting each other, people playing each other's songs, people getting, you know, connections and things. And you've got a new association as well with a mastering company. So tell us a little bit about the sort of what's been happening in the last couple of weeks with Discovery 2.
Yeah, Metropolis Studios have a mastering room, and they approached me saying that they would like to get involved with Discovery because they can see that we're supporting new music and unsigned acts. So they're offering preferential rates to Discovery performers.
Oh, wow.
Which is great because they've got some very good experienced mastering engineers who've done a lot of well-known albums, and they'll master vinyl or digital. So that's really, I think the artists will appreciate that.
Well, it's funny, I've done a little A/B testing with something that's mastered and something that's not mastered, and a mix just doesn't quite cut it. The mastering is a huge part, and it doesn't seem like that much, but it makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Definitely. And don't you find for radio as well? I mean, a lot of artists are doing special radio mixes.
Yes, it's true. But that's a fantastic connection you guys have got. And last month went pretty well, aside from the fact that you were up against a couple of other concerts going on nearby.
And, Arcade Fire and the Mumfords playing in Hyde Park. But no, it didn't affect us. And Daniel Lee really surprised me, actually, because he is one of these artists that has a lot of foot pedals and sound effects going on, and he just jumped on that stage and did a really good performance. And he's evidently used to performing in arenas with his other band. So this solo project is quite a new one for him. So he was presenting some new songs, and he did a Guns N' Roses song, and then he did a cover of a Lady Gaga track in a rock style, which could have been terrible, but it wasn't. It worked really well.
Do you know, aside from the fact that she's a bit mental, I think some of the songs that she writes are very, very good. So, but yeah. And then I suppose that comes across in the covers, I suppose. If they're well-written songs, you can play them in any way you like.
Yeah. I thought that was quite, I suppose it's quite a brave thing of him to do, if he, as a rock artist.
That's true.
So if you're doing, you know, a really pop-tastic cover. Yeah,
very true.
Yeah. What? And then Revelin Sky played, and they really surprised me, actually. They played a very good set. In fact, they said they thought they played the best gig of their lives. So that was very...
Awesome.
That was lovely.
All right.
And they brought a lot of they had a lot of fans who came down. I think they were using it as a single launch as well, so created a nice atmosphere.
Very cool.
And Ellie Lawson, I mean, she's very solid, confident, classy. She got everybody clapping. And I made a little bit of a mistake, actually, because I put her on after the Revelin Sky, and I probably should have put her on before the indie band, you know, with the big following and everything. But she had everybody clapping and got the audience involved, and I just thought that was, you know, very professional.
Oh.
And then Nate James, it was quite funny because he had double booked and got a DJ session for a corporate party going on in a Chelsea venue. So they sound checked, and then he rushed back to do his set at the AAA. I think he left a playlist playing at the corporate party. But they were
just
brilliant.
Just hang on for a fag, I'll be right back.
I know. And then I think Elton John Elton John's setting up a label now, because he's always been involved, hasn't he, discovering new artists. I mean, I think he's quite involved with Ed Sheeran.
Mm.
And I think he certainly was instrumental in Anastasia's career, getting a higher profile, and also James Blunt.
Okay.
So he's apparently showing a bit of interest in Sugar Smack, Nate James's band, which is very sort of contemporary, kind of dance poppy, but with soulful vocals. So it was a good night. But, you know, and then Festival Specs appeared again as well, so all the artists were having their photos taken with the Festival Specs. And apparently the Festival Specs company generate a few sales of the Specs as well.
Oh, that's good. I should do that. They're cool. I was looking at the on the website, on the on AAA's website, which if I was really talented, I'd have it up. Oh, I do. AAA.uk.net. You can see some of the pictures with people wearing Festival Specs and stuff at the Discovery 2 night, which is pretty cool. And they look good. I want some. You have any left? Will they be there on Thursday, do you reckon? Tomorrow?
She is coming on Thursday, actually, Gigi, the lady who runs the company. So, yes, there will be.
And you've got four great bands on, or artists/bands on. We've got Calvin Roche. Is it Roche? Or is it, what's it with that?
Calvin Roche.
Roche.
He's a Manchester singer-songwriter.
And then you've got Jordan Rain, who is a sort of industrial folk, as she calls it. And then Bow and the Arrows. And do you mean to put in a sort of a token DJ hip-hop band? Because the Left Step Band is sort of that sort of one. And you've got, it seems like the last couple of times you've had some indie acoustic stuff and then one sort of hip-hop. And I think it works, but is that sort
of... Yeah, I consciously try and... with these Discovery Nights, we've always done it this way, mixed up the music. And people seem to like it, actually. Oh. I mean, I think one slot fits in well.
Well, let's hear from your first artist. Let's hear from Calvin Roche now. His tune is called Fear For You. Once again, it's Discovery 2. Just look it up on Facebook and find the event right now if you like. We'll hear more. We'll be back with Alex in a bit. It's the Justin Wayne Show, Recharge Radio.
what's right for me. This calculation looks so positive. Going in the right direction, only to come off a fad. So I have to say, I fever. It's just not working out. So I have to say,
Calvin Roche, which is soundcloud.com/Calvin Roche. That's why I thought it was French. Is that his? Yes, managed by Baby Girl Music Ltd.co.uk.
He has actually got a Facebook page, Calvin Roche Music.
There you go. Got to have a Facebook page. We were just saying Facebook. MySpace and all that sort of crazy stuff. It doesn't seem like MySpace is essential anymore, is it? Maybe again, though. Maybe once again. Maybe
yeah,
they'll come back.
The phoenix may rise. I hope it does.
Yeah.
I like the fact with MySpace that you can go on there and everything's on one page. Gigs, videos. But it's just recently, in the last year or so, just got difficult to manage, and I think they lost their track, didn't they, of where they were going?
Yeah, well, they were trying to do a little too much, keep up with Facebook, and not keep doing what we were doing well before. So
yeah,
that's how it goes sometimes. But the next two, let's tell my radio presenter voice. Moving on to the next thing, I'm making fun of myself. Jordan Rain, and you don't know this. I don't think I told you this. I met her actually in one of the Association of Music Podcasting thing pub crawls that she came around to.
Really?
In London, and she's sort of managed, helped out by one of the presenters of a really, really fantastic podcast called Suffolk and Cool. And I will tip my hat to Peter Clitheroe, who's a fantastic radio presenter who does that show and has been helping her out. So she's very, very lovely, and I'm excited to see her again at Discovery 2.
Because she's just moved recently, hasn't she, to the UK?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's about to release a new album, I think.
Yeah. I didn't actually... This song that you sent me is the first I've heard of it, because she only sent me the one to play on the show when I got it from her about a month ago. So, but her music is really cool and story. There's stories, and she's got people making videos for the stories, and it's really, I don't know. I like what she's doing.
Yeah, she's an interesting artist, and she's done a lot of different projects. Apparently she used to be in a band with Zane Lowe.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Nice one.
I didn't know Zane Lowe used to be in a band until I heard from Jordan PR people.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, let's from the album that's going to be coming out is Children of a Factory Nation, and I don't know, there's no date. I don't have a date on when it's coming out. Do you?
I think it's the 1st of August.
Oh. So just after the show. Maybe she'll have some singles on hand and we'll be able to grab one from her. That'll be sweet. Or some albums.
Yeah, I'll find out for you.
Okay. And we'll play these two back to back. Should we play the track from the Left Step Band as well?
Yep.
And this is I shouldn't call them your token hip hop group, because I think it seems hip hop is more and more sort of trickling into indie. I'm sure there's a huge list of references I suppose I could mention, but it does fit, doesn't it?
I mean, they have a DJ who will be mixing live on stage, and he's a BBC One Extra. Ooh. DJ, and they're actually the drummer has played in a lot of ska bands, so they fuse hip hop, ska, funk, and even a bit of dubstep type. So, yeah, they're an interesting band actually.
Oh, and I should say,
I think it's just I like adding. Mixing up the different flavors of music.
And the song we're going to play, Head High, has just been released as a single, so you can get it from them as well. It's facebook.com/leftstepband, or they're of course on SoundCloud as well. Same sort of way to find them on SoundCloud. And then Jordan Reyne is jordanreyne.com. And shall we hear from her first? Shall we hear the this tune from her first?
Yeah.
It's this tune is called Wait, and in brackets, I Run Too Slow. It's Jordan Reyne from her album Children of a Factory Nation on this Discovery 2 feature. Once again, woo, every month on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
Headed to next, and what stopped you from moving? you say it's a lonely hunt for love, but that the rich still hunt for money. Just wise up, cause not one can help the desperate or the greedy. I shall stare with her good eye closed and say you're the one choosing. Dreams and signs, I'm on a strange incline. There's just got to be some way out, and I'm not sure I follow. Wait for me. A sinner, some mistakes, just cause I'm younger than she is. It's naive, it's cliched, it's idealistic. Though at least I haven't lost what it feels like the whole world is missing. Sticks and rhymes, you'll feel it when it's time. Just don't ever look back, my girl. Get out while you're still breathing. Wait for me.
Needs to be driven, not controlled.
Recharged Radio.
That is out now as of 18th of July. Once again, Head High, the Left Step Band. Or, sorry, not the. There's a big deal. Have we had this conversation about the's in band names, Alex? Because it's a big deal. So sometimes I mess it up. It's no the. It's Left Step Band. Facebook.com/Left Step Band. And also, we were just digging through, and it's 5th of September that Jordan Rain's new album, Children of a Factory Nation, comes out. And once again, it's JordanRayne.com if you want to check out some of the cool videos and stuff that she's got of her songs. And there is a video competition going on right now with both design for video, and I think it looks like design for t-shirts and things as well. So with Anarchy Books. So there's even writing stories. So there you go. Definitely something to check out if you're at all interested as an artist getting involved with Jordan. We have one more band to play, don't we, Alex?
We do indeed.
And we should also say about getting down to the AAA tomorrow night. Make sure that you have a look on TFL because the Circle and District Line are going funny at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, they're working on it for the whole of August.
Oh, that's always interesting.
So some stations are going to be closed on that line, and I think weekends they shut the whole of the Circle line, so it's definitely worth checking the TFL website.
But you were telling me about parking as well, so people drive down. There is parking on single yellow lines after 6:30.
Yes.
And then there is pay and display. Just don't park in the residence parking, because that's until 10, and they'll... What do? They come out with the boot and the...
They do.
Ugh. The clamp.
Yeah. And that's no joke, is it?
That's never funny. And you come out after a gig, all jazzed up from the gig, and then you have to deal with the boot. And then, if the Circle line isn't running... Oh,
they even
do.
Tow, and then your car is... You've got to try and find it.
I can't imagine that the impound lot for Kensington and Chelsea is a place you want to be on a Thursday night at midnight. Or at any time, really.
But, no, it's not a place you want to be.
That shouldn't happen to us. So we've heard from the three bands, Left Step Band, Jordan Rayne, Calvin Roche, and we've got a band that is a good friend of Recharge Radio, if I may, Bow and the Arrows, who have we've had... Not only acoustic in over at Maple Street Studios, also just recently, if you go to rechargeradio.com and check out the Listen Again player, you can hear them live in the big studio, the Church of Steve Honest, as we like to call it, with full band. So just in on the forum last Friday, and obviously down tomorrow at AAA and Discovery 2. And you were telling us a little bit about who's championing them, and besides Recharge Radio. And
yes, Steve Lamack. He's talked about them in his blog and interviewed them as his favourite new band. So that must be, that's a very good person for them to have behind them.
Absolutely.
And their manager says that, that certainly helped get record company interest.
So they're probably on their way up and doing good things. They do have a very interesting sound, and certainly not sort of a run-of-the-mill indie sound. It's different.
And yeah.
Each of their songs is different as well. They seem to do different things with different songs, which is really cool. I like that.
Yeah. And I think you need that nowadays.
You do. You need to stand out from the multitude of indie rock guitar tracks.
Definitely.
People keep saying that that guitar rock is dying, and then the Foo Fighters come out with something like they've just done, or, it comes back. I don't know if it's ever going to die. Or probably will at some point, but...
I don't see it dying at the moment.
Not for years. Not for time, man. Not for time.
And also, there's so many youngsters picking up guitars.
Yeah. It's easy to play. I'm not going to lie. Guitar is easy to play.
Is it? I haven't tried playing guitar.
Yeah. It's certainly a quick learning curve, and I think it's one of those instruments that's really fun to perform with as well, I think. It's not like sat behind a piano. You can actually run around and throw it at things, and they're not terribly expensive as opposed to like a piano.
Mm.
So, but, well, thanks again for coming on the show with us, Alex. We haven't missed anything, have we? I'm not snowballing to the end now, am I?
No.
Okay. Good.
Which track are you playing of Bow and the Arrows?
Oh, that's a very good question. You sent me Levy, the new single, which
Great.
Is out 29th of August, so it's not out yet. But obviously you can stream it on their MySpace page, which is BEAU Bow. See, very, very cool and indie. Bow and the Arrows Official, myspace.com/BowandTheArrowsOfficial. They're also on YouTube and SoundCloud by the same address, and on Steve Lamacq's blog as well. So
yeah, and they do have a Facebook page as well, which, as you were saying earlier, is almost vital now, isn't it,
to
have that band page?
Have to. But yeah, thanks very much again. And you're on Facebook as well. Tell us where we can find the rest of the information about Discovery 2 and how to keep up with it.
Discovery Talent Official.
Brilliant. And there is an event. If you search for Discovery 2, you'll see the event, this week's event, on there as well. And it's We Got Tickets is how you can get tickets if you want to get them before you get there.
Yeah, and the event, the We Got Tickets event number is 124603.
Okay. And it's all that information, if it's nowhere else, is on the AAA's website, which is aaa.uk.net. And it is there. So we will see you there tomorrow.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thanks a lot, Justin.
It's going to be fun. Once again, this is Bow and the Arrows. I finish off the Discover 2 segment here with their brand new single coming out 29th of August called Levy, here on the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
to be driven, not controlled.
Recharged Radio.
So one she dreamed of, gave her everything, made her feel so special, just like a beauty queen. Promised her adventure, come fly away with me, new life in a new world.
Track from their most recent album, Feels Like Dynamite. That was, of course, Dynamite. And we're on the phone with the lead singer and beautiful vocalist, if I may, Tim Alford. Hello, Tim. How are you?
Hello. Very well, thank you. Very well.
I forgot to say the name of the band. They're called Dweeb. And you guys have been together for quite a long time, haven't you?
We certainly have. It's getting towards 9 years now, yeah.
Okay. And just recently, in fact, I think if my calendar is set properly, between the time we scheduled this interview and now, you guys have announced that you're going to be splitting up in September and have scheduled sort of the final gig and stuff. And I think a lot of people are sad and upset, obviously, because you said you've been to Sweden 3 times this year. You've got lots of fans all over Europe. So what sort of spurred on the split up?
Well, yeah, you're right. We are finishing our final show is in our hometown of Coventry on the 2nd of September. We're doing a final show at the place where we started, which is at the Nexus Academy of Music Ministry. It's where we got together, and so we thought it would be fitting to do our final show there. Hmm. And yeah, we've had a really, since announcing that we're finishing, yeah, we've had a really, well, I don't know if you call it positive, but we've had a a great response of people just, you know, expressing that we've had an effect on their lives and that they're sad that we're finishing. And so that's been really nice, because it's nice to know that these 9 years have been worthwhile. And to be honest, the reason that we're finishing is the reason that right from the start we always said we would finish, and that's because the four of us in the band, we're all Christians, we're all very passionate about our faith. We've always done this for God, and we always said that we would keep doing it until God said stop. And we believe that God's brought that time about and has said it's time for something new, it's time for a new season. And so we've made the call that at the end of this final tour, the Collision Tour, that'll be it.
Well, it seems as well that you guys have been doing very well, and it seems better to end on a high than end on a sort of fizzle out, as it were. So I think you're probably making the right choice there. And I would imagine that you guys probably have... Do you have other plans already, or is it just... Or what kind of stuff do you have for the future then after the band breaks up?
Yeah, we're processing that. Some of us are further along with working that out than others. Our guitarist, he is just gonna keep playing rock and roll. He's gonna do he's an extremely talented guitarist, and he's gonna go into session work, so we'll be playing for different projects. I'm actually gonna do a bit of drumming, because although I'm the front man of Dweeb, drums is actually my first instrument, and I've missed it a lot. So I recently had a successful audition, and I'm going to be playing drums for BB Rocks next year.
Wow.
So, I'll say next year from September. He's a kind of electro pop singer, so I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be great fun, as well as working for a charity called the 43 Trust, doing some Bible teaching and some evangelism and that kind of stuff.
Oh, very cool.
So I'm looking forward to that. Dave, is our drummer, is in the process of applying for a job, which I can't really talk about at this stage. And Matt, our bass player, is unsure at this stage. Is just processing through some stuff. So yeah, we're all at different stages with that, and it's a new season, but we will remain close friends. We've built a really deep and strong friendship, as you would imagine, as it's been the same lineup for the whole time. And not many bands who've been going for as long as us can say that.
No, that's very true.
We're really very close, you know, so we will continue to be good friends living in the same city and spending time together.
Oh. That's fantastic. I mean, you can tell, but you guys have done a really fantastic job with your social media, and in particular, the YouTube videos and the tour videos you guys do. And you can tell that you're a bunch of, you know, really close friends. And I suppose being together for 9 years on the road, in a van, I don't know, there's a lot of things that happen on the road that you would have to be close friends.
Yeah. Well, the touring experience and indeed the writing experience, the studio experience, is so intense that it puts a lot of pressure on your relationships. So either you bond closer together through that, or you get further apart. And so, you know, obviously a lot of bands through history break up because of the pressure on their relationships and because of disagreements within the band, falling outs, that kind of stuff. And I totally understand why that would happen, because the environment of, you know, living in each other's pockets is so intense that, it goes one way or the other. And fortunately, we've managed to manage our disagreements and our fallings out along the way, and have, you know, actually come closer through those difficult times, and through facing challenges together, we've grown closer through that.
That's very interesting, because I mean, a lot of the bands that I've had experiences with myself, I mean, not that I've been in, but bands that I've known and stuff have been through, you know, just even in a couple of years, have been through more than one bass player, more than one drummer, and especially with the quality of music that you guys produce, it's just, you know, you could come to blows with people that are very weird, or, you know, they say artists are very strange, but it seems like, I mean, you guys are just a bunch of, and it seems from the videos and stuff, you guys are just a bunch of fun-loving guys. Tell us a little bit about the videos and how that became, I mean, is that a big part of the tours and stuff like that, and how do you guys, I mean, they're good, so I guess my question is who does them, and, you know, how does that work?
Okay, well, yeah, we do them because we really appreciate our fan base. Mm. And shows are much more fun when our fans are there, you know. and so we really love our fan base, and I think we like to keep in touch with them, and we like to kind of give them new stuff to follow. And so after the end of every tour, we try to make a video tour diary, and that's obviously what you're talking about. Mm. And we try to just make them as funny as possible, essentially. And so if you go onto our YouTube page, youtube.com/dweebmusic, you'll find a whole ton of those tour diaries on there, the most recent one being from the tour we did in Sweden in March. Dave, our drummer, edits those together. So we have a little flip cam that we carry around with us, and we just take reams of footage on it, most of it which is useless, but occasionally we will film some kind of comedy gem, and Dave will put that into the tour diary and edit it up, and we'll stick it on YouTube for our fans, and they always love them, you know. We always get a load of comments back on them and whatever, so it's a nice little way to keep in touch with our fans and just to give them something new and fresh, and for those who haven't been able to come out to see us on the tour, they can, you know, catch a bit of live footage as well and all that stuff, so it works nicely.
Well, especially because if you're based, you guys are based in Coventry, and you two are all over Europe, so there's lots of places where your sort of core fans can't go. Give us a quick summary of all the places in Europe that you guys have been.
Oh, wow. We've been to Italy, we've been to Denmark, Germany, Spain, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Sweden, been to Holland soon. I've probably forgotten some places as well. But yeah, we've gotten about quite a bit. And we love that. We love going and playing overseas festivals and tours and stuff. It's always a great experience to experience those different cultures and see what the fans are like in different countries in the world. So that's been a real highlight, certainly, playing those types of shows. Got back from Sweden, actually, just a couple of days ago, and we played a festival out there, which we've played for 3 years now, and it was really good to be there again.
Huh. Which festival is that?
It's a festival called Jesus Rock, up in Cranforth in the northeast of the country, so it never gets dark.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it kind of gets dim, but it doesn't really get dark. So it's in the summer, obviously. In the winter, it's dark. But it's a good festival. So we're doing three festivals this summer in Sweden, actually. We played one a couple of weeks ago called Brana Festival, which was excellent, and then Jesus Rock this weekend just gone, and then in August we're heading back one last time to Sweden for Frizon Festival. So yeah, we seem to have quite a decent fan base out there these days.
Okay. Very cool. Well, you guys, how many albums has it been? Because I was sort of going back and doing a bit of research, and I found two, but that only goes back to 2007. There's got to be more than two albums that you guys have done in the last 9 years.
Well, we released two EPs independently.
Okay.
So two 5-track EPs. And then we signed with Risen Records and did our first full length. It came from Outer Space. Which was in December 2007, and then in May last year, 2010, we released Feels Like Dynamite with Fierce. And then just recently we released a final EP called My New Hero in the Hidden Treasures. And that was just a little farewell to the fans, really, because it had My New Hero, the new single, the final single on it. But then it had just, there are only 300 copies of it, and there are actually not that many left now. But we only did 300 hand-numbered copies as like a little treasure for the fans. So it has three B-sides on it. One is a track that we recorded but didn't use for Feels Like Dynamite. One is an original demo of one of the songs that's on Feels Like Dynamite, and it's quite different to how the track actually ended up on the album. So for fans, it's a nice little thing that they can see what our writing process is like.
Hmm.
And one is a live version of Dynamite that you've just played.
Uh-huh.
So it's just a little unique thing. So that's been the sum total of our releases. And we've also released two new tracks on a compilation album called Fruit Tree, which we've done with our friend Bosch and some other bands. And that's to raise awareness for a couple of charities. One called I Eat, which works with people who have eating disorders. And one called the Trestle Trust, which works with the homeless. And so we've released two tracks on that album, Fruit Tree, that are not on any of our other releases. You can only get them on that. And so, yeah, that's just been a recent release as well.
Hmm. Well, very cool. Well, I think I'm sure your fans are all looking forward to seeing you guys in the last couple of weeks. There's still a couple of gigs left before you guys are playing up at the Cavern Club and some other dates as well.
We've still got a good 20 odd shows to go, so tours still in full flow.
Yeah, cool. Well, very cool. Well, Tim, thanks for taking the time out to speak to us. I want to have you talk a little bit about, because I was reading one of your other interviews I forget what it was called now. Louder Than the Music, I think it was called. About My New Hero. So I want you to tell us about that as well. But thanks very much for coming on. And I want to just do have you do the website stuff. But it's dweebmusic.co.uk is where you can get that single you were just talking about, and make sure you listeners go out there and get it now, because there's not many left. Are there any other sort of, you guys, because you're on Twitter and Facebook and other sort of places, aren't you?
Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace still, YouTube. But if you go to our website, as you said, dweebmusic.co.uk, there are links through to all of those. So, yeah, you can get in touch with us that way.
Cool. Well, tell us about the song we're going to hear now. We're going to hear My New Hero. So tell us about the single and.
Yeah, My New Hero was inspired by celebrity culture and our seeming obsession in our Western culture with fame. It seems that everyone wants to be famous. You watch X Factor and you see how people are just desperate to be famous. And I just was asking the question, why why do we get so obsessed and adore these people, just because they're on our television screens or they're on our radios? What is it that makes us love them so much and adopt these new heroes every time there's a new star? So there's that bit in the X Factor where the finalists, they go back to their hometowns and everyone just goes crazy for them. People are screaming, people are crying. These people have only been on telly for a couple of weeks,
mm-hmm.
and yet people are already just idolizing them. That is until next year's X Factor comes around and they're all forgotten, except for maybe one or two of them. And it's just so temporary. It's so short term, and people think that fame is the answer to their problems. They think that if they're famous, then they'll have all the money they need, adoration, all the praise. But it just doesn't last, and it doesn't work. Maybe it works for a short time, but it is so temporary. And I believe that you only find your worth, you only find your fulfillment in Jesus. That's what I believe. That's what we believe as a band. So we're writing the lyrics that, you know, just question that whole celebrity culture and our obsession with fame, really.
Oh, that's brilliant. And it's a great tune. So we're gonna hear that now. Once again, Tim, thanks very much for coming on, and we look forward to seeing you playing drums for other people. And I really hope you do sing again for somebody, because you have an amazing voice. So
thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah. And once again, it's My New Hero by Dweeb at dweebmusic.co.uk here on the Justin Wayne Show. Thanks to Tim of Dweeb. Big thanks to Kaz Simmons for being on the show as well earlier. And a big thanks to everybody. As well as big thanks to Alex KW of the Discovery 2 Night, which we're going to tomorrow night. You should come along as well. We'll see you. It's facebook.com/discoverytalentofficial. That is Tim there from Dweeb, dweebmusic.co.uk, and Kaz Simmons, KazSimmons.com. And of course, rechargeradio.com and thejustinwayneshow.com. You know where we are. You know where to find us. Thanks very much for listening to tonight's show. Rodrigo de Sani Island Music Show is up next. You'll be hearing from us next week again. Talk soon. Bye.
Independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. studio@rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.